Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, are we sure that the governor isn't going to run for president?
It's not a question if he's running. The question is, when is he running? And your question is 2020 or 2024? We'll see. But when it comes to political theater and one-upsmanship, there's tough to beat Gavin Newsom. And he is one-upping the president right now on the border. This comes the day before his first State of the State address. And it is strategically placed to delineate himself from Donald Trump. He's saying he's pulling between 360 and 400 National Guard troops off the border. But if you look at it, a lot of it's a paper redeployment. Instead, he's putting them into intelligence on anti-gang activities or on international gang counter work here in the state. So he's taking them physically away from the border, reassigning them, right in time to say something to Trump as well.
We all know the president gets cranky when somebody goes against him. So is there any way that the president can retaliate, or does he have like no control over this situation, Phil?
Well, Gavin's not the first one to be doing this. The New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham did it as well a little while ago. So he's not the first. The National Guard troops were actually paid out of federal funds. So the best thing that the president could do would be withdraw those funds. But then you withdraw the troops. Okay, so it's six of one, half dozen of the other. What we have here is Jerry Brown did it, and he sent a letter to the president when he did it, saying that, okay, I'm going to put the troops here on the border, but I don't want them doing any sort of immigration work. They're going to be doing anti-crime. They're going to do maintenance. They're going to do, take a look at the trucks, but they're not necessarily going to do, he doesn't want them to do immigration. Now, that order would have run out, I believe, in next couple of months, so Gavin Newsom could have just let the clock run out on it. Instead, he is doing what Gavin Newsom does, is making a statement, and I think it's going to go over well in the State House and probably go over well with a lot of his constituents in California. And when you're just starting out at the job, isn't that what you're out to do? Is go over well and make a good first impression with those people that hired you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.